The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We've got a super panel of politicians on the show tomorrow to discuss and debate cost of living issues in advance of the election. But it's another panel I want to talk to you about, a panel of voters. If you want to take part in that and have your say on the issues that actually matter to you in the upcoming election, get in touch with us, thehardshoulder@newstalk.com. That's our email address, thehardshoulder@newstalk.com. Just include your name and contact details and we will be in touch. Sending the email is no commitment to doing it. It's just a commitment to taking a phone call and having a chat with us. And we would love as many people as possible to take part, because you guys are the decision makers ultimately on the 29th of November. Between now and then, you're going to have the policymakers knocking on your door. Dr. Jennifer Kavanagh is with me now. She's a lecturer in constitutional law at the Southeast Technological University. Jennifer, for lots of people, I mean, they'll react in the same way. They're not expecting it. So they kind of take the leaflet, they close the door, and after the candidate is gone, they think, oh, I should have asked them about this, that and the other. So maybe kind of in advance of the knock coming, what should people do maybe to prepare themselves?
Yeah, so as you said, it is the people that will be making the decision on the 29th. And if you want to look at it this way, it's the hardest job interview you can do, because every single person can ask you questions. So it's about preparing and making sure you can ask the best questions. So you do need to do a little bit of homework, because if it's a case that you start spouting off stuff, it's very, very easy for them to say, ah, you don't understand how politics works and that kind of thing. The first thing to say about canvassers is they're human beings who are doing this voluntarily. They might get a sandwich or maybe a pizza at the end of doing a particular estate. But unless you're talking to the politician who is an elected politician, they are doing this on top of their day job or their college work. So always remember that at the end of the day. You won't get anywhere with roaring and shouting, but it's always good to have a constructive, as they've even said in some case law, a robust debate with the canvassers. So how do you do this? Well, the first thing is, some of the parties now do need to launch their manifestos. I think Fine Gael is not launching theirs until the weekend, which, as I was saying to my students, if Fine Gael were my students, I'd be giving out to them, because it was their leader that decided to go to the president to ask the president to dissolve the Dáil, and yet don't have their homework done on the manifesto, on what they want people to vote for them and the reasons why. So the first thing to point out is, if you want to give out, and giving out is a very Irish thing to do, to the politicians that are of the government party, firstly, bear in mind that if you're looking at their previous manifesto and saying, well, you said you do this for my local area, you said you do this about housing, remember, those manifestos are only putting out their menu of this is what we would do if we were the only party in government. And as we know, we have coalitions, so those manifestos have to go into horse trading to get the programme for government. So if you particularly want to have an issue with a government party, look up the programme for government. Because if you say, well, in your manifesto, the last time out you wanted to do this, the first thing they'll say to you is, ah, well, now we've coalition governments, we need to negotiate it. So that had to be changed at the programme for government. So the best way to signal to them that you know what's going on is look up that programme for government. And if you've got problems with stuff that wasn't done there, make sure you're saying, well, in your programme for government, this bit, you said you do this, but you didn't do it. So it does need doing that homework of what is the particular problem you have. For example, your problem could be transport. You want bus connects. You don't want bus connects. Make sure you've checked what you're looking at. Now, the average person is not going to be a policy wonk who will be reading through all these in detail. So you need to sit down yourself and go, right, what's really important to me, and look up those bits. And when you can have that debate about, well, I don't think you're doing enough for Palestine here, I don't think you're doing enough for the climate there, this is what you're saying, this is why it's not going to work, tell me why you want to go down that road, because maybe we can have a discourse here on it. But if you're going off on a rant, the first thing they're going to do is, oh, that fella there, he's only ranting, ignore him.
Yeah,
and that does happen. because remember, they have a marked up, they have access to the electoral register. They obviously don't know who you voted for or how you voted for. And the great line is, oh, I'll give you a high preference because I could be, I'll give you my number one or I'll give you my penultimate preference. It's still higher than nothing. So it's always worth doing that little bit of homework because they're not going to advertise, we'll be canvassing O'Connell Street in Limerick on this date, so be ready. It doesn't happen that way. So it's always good to have the few notes yourself. So when they do knock on the door that you're ready and it's not in the middle of, oh, I'm just making the dinner, can you hang on there, and you're flustered.
And I assume, I mean, if you do kind of take the opportunity to have a go at them, you might feel great about yourself, but it'll be the last time they call. Because, you know, anybody who's been on a canvas, and I've kind of done it as a reporter following them around, they take notes, the people around the politicians, and they'll say, you know what, the next time locals, Europeans, the next general election, referendum, whatever it is, do not bother call to that house.
Absolutely. And I mean, at the end of the day, as I said, they're all humans. We have to have a level of respect for people who are doing these jobs. We may not like politicians. We may not, you know, we might be very cynical towards them, but they do get abuse when they are on the doorstep or even if they're just going around the place. We have that particular issue with politicians, and there have been surveys to say that women face a significant amount of abuse, particularly on the likes of social media. So if they get that signal that this person's going to be a problem, you'll probably get marked down, and it doesn't really help develop the discourse because especially, I mean, I understand that at the time that the canvassers come around, kids might be needing their homework checked, babies might be put into bed, you might want to make sure you're watching whatever soap you're watching. And when it comes to, I don't like what they've done about this, that or the other, well, did you have a chat with them about it? Because there's enough disengagement between people who will just decide, I'm not going to vote for any of them, they're all the same. I tell my students, if you feel like that, still go and vote and, you know, write Dustin for Taoiseach on the ballot paper, because they do even notice the amount of spoiled ballot papers as well that are cast. Because my own mother had a particular concern with the old e-voting machines of, how do I spoil my vote? And I said, well, sure, press all the buttons and break it.
Well, that's what happened to them. We always wonder what happened to those e-voting machines. Jennifer Cavanagh's mother sabotaged them. Jennifer, thank you for joining us. So the advice, decide what are the matters, the issues that matter to you. Have a little read about what the politicians have said. Look at the programme for government, maybe for government parties rather than their manifesto. And be respectful. Press them, but be respectful. Dr. Jennifer Cavanagh, lecturer in constitutional law at the Southeast Technological University.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.